Back to the footy club.
I'm feeling good, yeah. Feeling good. Nice to be back. Sorry, late notice. I'm obviously on leave and let the club know I was going to come in today, so... I'm not sure you guys got a memo late, but yeah, I'm feeling really excited and nice to be back.
Joe, why did you request a trade to Sydney for the Bombers?
How much time you got?
A long time. I'm very interested, all summer.
Yeah, look, I obviously requested a trade to Sydney Football Club after a long period of time working closely with family and friends, and I felt it was the best move for me to sort of freshen up and have a fresh start. But I knew I was under contract, so we had some really good conversations with the club. They made me really aware that it was going to be difficult to do, and I was fully supportive of that and understood that, and I'm happy to come back in today and ready to get stuck into it.
Joe, when did you formulate that decision? I mean, a lot was said around your meeting, obviously, with Tommy up there. Had you decided by then?
No, look, I actually came to the piece quite late. You know, I really wanted to take the time to be really comfortable with the decision, especially being contracted. I knew it was going to be quite tough. So I took a lot of time, had some good conversations with the execs of the footy club, some coaches, staff, and ultimately decided that I'd ask for a trade, and it didn't go through. And so we're here now, and I'm ready to get back to the Essendon Football Club, fully committed. And, for me, I just want to get out and train and train really hard and, provide some real leadership for the football club.
Was there a thought, Joe, that going to Sydney and getting away from the fishbowl may have actually helped yourself?
Not necessarily the fishbowl. You know, I've played AFL for what feels like a long time now. I've grown up in Melbourne my whole life, so I'm fully aware of what it takes to be a professional footballer and what you give up and what you get. That wasn't a huge priority for me. It was more around the last couple of years been really difficult from an injury point of view, and felt a new start might help that, and but not to be. So here we are, and as I said before, I'm ready and committed to get back into it.
Just go free agency and obviously out of contract at the end of next year. Can Essendon, did he keep you, will you start contract talks with Essendon to extend that, or will you revisit the issue at the end of next season?
Look, the first point of call has been my body, and that's been the priority for now, is getting my body to a position where I can train really hard, and have that sustained continuity for a long period of time. And then following that, we'll be getting out and playing for the football club and hopefully offering something on the field. And there'll be a lot of speculation and hypotheticals about what next year looks like, but the priority for me is getting out there and putting on a really good performance for this football club.
You've been in the system now for a while. How much has the AFL scrutiny and the Melbourne lifestyle taken a toll on you?
I'm getting pretty old. I don't think I'm 25 and I'm getting on. The toll is taken on me? No, not really. As I said before, I'm fully aware of what it takes to be an AFL footballer, and I think I signed with the football club when I was maybe 15 or 16. So, I'm fully aware of what it takes to be an AFL footballer, what you need to give up, and what you get in return. And that's the reason why I'm still playing the game.
What were your emotions like, Joe, when the trade didn't go through?
I was pretty good, and as I said before, we had open dialogue throughout, so it wasn't really much of a surprise, as the last minute came down to, like some trades are. Had a really good conversation with Adrian Dodoro, our list manager, and Dan Richardson maybe an hour prior to the close of trade, and that was a really good open discussion. And the finish of that conversation was, all right, well, let's get down to work. I'll enjoy a couple more weeks off and come back in, and we go again.
The club done anything for you to make coming back a little bit easier and to make you feel more comfortable?
I think we'll sit down probably when I get back officially next week, and we'll put a few things in place, most importantly around my body and making sure I get the right treatment in time to get that right before I come back and train. But for me, I don't really think that's necessary. I don't need that. I just need to be out there and performing for my teammates and working really hard.
What is it about your program that you'd like to change?
No, it's probably just the amount of time that it's going to take. I'm probably going to have to get in a little bit earlier before everyone gets here, and take some quiet time to work with the physios. So it's probably going to be more a time-based thing, and I'm looking forward to doing that and really committed about it.
If the body's the main issue, Joe, just from your point of view, what can Sydney offer that perhaps this club couldn't in that space?
Yeah, I mean, the body and the mind are pretty closely related, and I thought that that putting those two things together would, along with a fresh start, would help. And obviously the conversations and open dialogue we've had right through, it wasn't the be all and end all of existence, but I thought that it was the best thing for me.
Take us through that meeting with Tom Harley, in Sydney, and yeah. Somebody obviously saw you catching up together.
Yeah, look, it's been blown quite out of proportion. I feel a little bit guilty for Tom because he sort of probably had to deal with a little bit more than I did. But, that was an honest conversation we had about life and development off-field and all these sorts of things. And, I've said it before, but I don't think you go to a football club wanting to play for the CEO, with no disrespect to Tom or our CEO, Xavier. You want to go and put your best foot forward as a player and for your team. And that's what I'm looking to do at Essendon Football Club.
How did you leave it with Sydney and John Longmire? How did it end?
Just a couple of texts just saying that, they're under no illusions too that it's going to be difficult, and they just said, wish me all the best and wish me all the best for next year. And, that's what I'm looking forward to do is, having a really enjoyable, hard-working season and hopefully getting a few more games in than I've had in the last 2 years.
And where are you at?
An example, do you think now, Joel, modern footy, that you'll enter a season where some people might say, Joe wanted to leave. Like, what do his teammates think of this? But you'll be fully committed to your craft and to Essendon next year. And that's to say this, the modern way in the modern football situation.
Yeah. I'm not sure about the landscape of the game and how that's changing, but for me, I can only speak on my circumstances, and I'm really committed to coming in here and proving to my teammates about how hard I want to work for them, for our football club, for our coaching staff, and I'm really committed to doing that, and that's why I'm here now, and that's why I was away training with a teammate overseas, and I think that this football club is in a good shape, and that's why I'm still here and committed to playing for them and playing for the club.
How far behind in preparations as far as getting ready for round one do you think you are?
Round one seems like an eternity away, so I'm not running at the moment, so I've pulled that back again just to work on some strength things. And so I started running during the off-season, just found that once I got up to a really high intensity, I probably wasn't coping that low, so pulled it back, and I'm going to work on some really key strength markers, and hopefully I'll be back running in about 10 days.
But as far as specialists while you're overseas,
yeah, so myself, James Stewart, and Nick Kane, our physio, went to Dublin and worked with a groin specialist over there, which was really beneficial. So we've already come back and implemented a lot of things from that training period and put them into our game now. And hopefully that'll make a big difference for me and James.
He was confident as you've ever been that you finally got to the bottom of it, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I'm generally a pretty optimistic person, but to see someone, a specialist overseas, and to get their sort of two bobs in our rehab program, what we've been doing, and a lot of it was just reassuring that we are doing the right thing, and that we're not far away from breaking through and running really strongly. And then once I've got a really good fitness base, it won't be too long before I join back in with my group.
What were your message to your teammates? What were you speak to them as a group?
I don't think so. I've spoken to them the whole off season, caught up with a lot of them before I went. I don't think I really need to reiterate too much to them, and especially won't be doing it through a media camera. I'll probably have a few honest conversations over a coffee or a beer, and I'm very comfortable. I've got their full support.
Joe, Sammy touched on this, but what can Essendon do that Sydney could have done to help get your body right? Like, they've given you assurances in that regard. Like, you pretty much go anywhere in the world, whatever it requires to get you right.
No, I feel like I've got all the tools now, Tom. I've got all the tools, and a lot of it now is about the diligence and patience. A couple of times I've been quite impatient, probably pushed it, and that might have cost me 2 or 3 weeks at times. So it's a really complicated injury, and it's been something I've been dealing with and learning right through this period. So I'm in no better position to attack my rehab, and really confident I've got a full summer to get right and play some consistent footy next year.
Just the last one for me. There was always that scuttlebutt last year. You played, I think, 3 games in the 11 days around Anzac Day. Was that too much in retrospect, or can you clear that up?
Probably in hindsight, probably looking back, I think I wasn't strong enough in the way that I was approaching my weights and those sort of things, and probably wasn't diligent enough. So once I got to a certain level, just couldn't quite cope with the load. And this time around, that's what we'll be focused on. We won't get started until I know that I can cope with that load.
John, do you see this as a unique sort of challenge in your career, getting Joe right and in the right headspace to be playing again?
Yeah, no, not unique at all. I've seen it several times, maybe a dozen times over my career. Joe being, not all of those situations have had press conferences because they haven't been as high profile players, but it doesn't mean that those players weren't any more important and we didn't put any more effort into supporting them, whether they were wanting to leave or whether we tried to trade a player and we couldn't get a deal done. They were then coming back, we put our arms around them and support them in getting back to playing their best footy.
So what do you do as a coach? Can you give us an example of how you can help Joe feel comfortable in this environment?
treat him like I've treated him all the way. You know, full respect for him, support him in getting back playing his best footy, and watching him walk into the club with a spring in his step and enjoying the game, which is a big part of what Joe's about.
How much is there to be said, Woosha, for he has a great season, he's playing consistent footy, he's healthy, fingers crossed, and that we're talking about, that means we're talking about extensions this time next year rather than him leaving? It's got to be a big part of it.
Yeah, I'm not too fussed about what happens in 12 months' time. So much work to be done. There's so many different scenarios that can take place, and why talk about them all now? You guys will take care of that. You'll bring them up as they change and move throughout the course of the year. We'll answer the questions and keep you updated on where everything's at. But number one thing is that we want Joe to finish off and we'll have a great season of footy ahead, and then whatever happens from there, we'll take care of itself.
Joe, what reaction do you expect from supporters, and what's your message to?
Oh, they were very passionate. You know, some of the best supporters in the game, and it's something that I can't control, but you know, I can let my actions speak, and that is about working as hard as I can, getting my body right, and playing some good football in the future.
There'll be plenty of scrutiny around your future. How do you deal with that? Will you put something in place in terms of someone you can lean on, because there'll be plenty of commentaries, TV stories devoted to it throughout the year?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's a little bit out of my control. What's in my control is how hard I work and how committed I am to my training program. How committed I am to the team, and when I get back out in the field, showing that and delivering that, and I think that'll be enough.
Thanks,
guys. Thanks, guys.